Hey,
Oh,
bud.
nice. You perfected the instant record.
Yeah,
We should probably start doing that with our guests.
I saw it pop up, so I thought I'd just go straight
Straight throw yourself in.
are you doing?
Good. Yeah. Had a good day. It was pretty fun.
Well, here we are. We've called an emergency podcast because we have a news exclusive.
News exclusive. Yeah. Fresh off the press.
But you have to say what the news exclusive is for all our listeners.
Oh,
What have you
yeah.
done?
Today I did Alphane,
Yay.
which was,
I think that's when we needed some kind of like,
da-da-da-da.
some kind of
No,
sound.
this was, this has been my project for the last little spell. When it's based in Kironiko, and I came to Tsuchino, which is like a series of like three valleys, of which Kironiko is the eastmost. Anyway, it doesn't matter. I tried
That's
to
good for the
try.
geography buffs.
Yeah, they might be interested. I
Pop
tried it a
quiz.
bunch. I tried it a bunch in spring, and got pretty close, and then came back a week ago, and got reacquainted with the moves. First session back, the moves felt kind of hard, but like I did them all pretty quickly, but like they felt tricky. And then gradually the links just got bigger and bigger, and the moves felt easier and easier. I kind of expected, like, when I was originally trying, the thing that is amazing about this climb is how the moves can go from feeling so limits and so hard to feeling so easy. And it's really strange, like, moves never usually get like travel so far as or as much as these ones feel to. In my experience, regardless of trying boulders quite like trying bolt like hard moves on boulders, usually the moves you get them a bit dialed in and like you do get a little bit better, but like the difference in how easy they feel doesn't change that drastically. Whereas it seems to happen on all of the moves on this climb. So it goes from like doing the moves and the individual moves feeling hard to making links. And in the first instance, when I was back in spring, the difference was a lot smaller. It was like more incremental. Like I did all the moves on my first session, but they felt pretty hard. And like, especially like the last hard hand move, I was like, oh, yeah, that's going to be really hard from the start. Like it was like hard by itself. And then every session, it was like, do a move and a transition, do two moves. And then it was like gradually you just add the moves together until you're making links. And then I got relatively close back then. And then this was like an accelerated process of that. So like I had like the first session when I was doing the moves, I was pretty tired from traveling, to be fair. And it's actually been unseasonably warm right now.
Yeah, you said last time that it's been humid.
Yeah, it actually dried out loads. It's no longer that humid. We've had a lot of sun, so it's dried out a lot, which is nice. But very warm. It was
Yeah,
20 degrees today.
it's 20 degrees. Okay, so you climbed Alphane, which is I'm gonna have to ask you the questions that everyone's gonna want to know the answer to, but previously, certainly 9A V17 in 20 degrees heat. That is a shock. But what do you make of the grade, Aiden?
You're asking me what I make of the grade?
Yeah.
I think the people who graded it are far more experienced than I. So no comment.
comment.
No, as in like I don't feel like that whole the whole like so Sean Rabatty, the first Ascensionist, I'm sure everyone who listens to this probably knows about Melee. Maybe not. Who knows?
Probably for the most part, yeah.
For the most part. And so Sean Rabatty did the first ascent of this climb in April, start of April, I think. And it was like tried by the whole kind of Mello crew. So like the likes of Daniel Woods, Jimmy Webb, Giuliano, Matty Hong came over, Felipe, Caramago. I'm trying not to miss anyone out. I think, did I say Jimmy Webb? He tried it quite a lot. Basically, Dave Graham found it originally back in 2005, I think.
Wow, that's old.
Yeah, it's been here a while. So like all of those guys, I think, contributed to like grading the problem. I don't know, I read, well, there was discussions about it when I was hanging out with them in spring, and it was kind of like quite a collective decision for them, or like, because I think Sean's like first 9A, and he was like obviously a bit unsure as well. And pretty much every single one of those people, let alone the collective of all of them, have more experience of hard bouldering than I on an international scale. So it seems quite silly to question it. That being said, it kind of didn't feel that bad today.
Yeah, I guess that's the way, isn't it?
But I think Sean actually talks about this when the video he does it. He says like the moves kind of feel easy, like the sections kind of feel easy. And like it is just a nature of like climbing hard, and also a climb where like the moves build and like the transitions are hard. Like a major part of the difficulty is making no mistakes. And I did it first go today, and it went.
Oh, did you? Nice.
It went very smoothly, and kind of just the feet went exactly where I want them. I got all the holds where I wanted them. Everything just went to plan, and yeah, just kind of crazy. But like the sections definitely felt really reliable and really steady. I like more like my warm up go. I pulled on like at the start of like the second section, so. Sean broke like the first four moves into like, I can't remember, 8C, I think he gave it, and then he was like, or AB plus 8C, and it was like from that section it was kind of like 8C or 8C plus to the top, and I like kind of pulled on from that section. I'd obviously wander up my fingers, I was fingerboard, and do some weird leg exercises, but
you
like
an incredibly heavy fingerboard out there with you.
No, got a lightweight one, just a single hand.
Yeah,
I've been traveling light. Yeah,
yeah, kinda very much so.
Leg atrophy and all that. No, I don't actually believe in all that crap. it went really well. It felt really steady and reliable. So pretty chuffed. So I'm not really very good answer for you, but no, I feel like I'm in no position to. It was cool in that, like, it felt ambitious and it was something that felt really hard. And then when I did it, I didn't, like, feel like I was, it felt relatively effortless, which I think, like, is probably the nature of such a climb. But led me to believe that it probably wasn't, like, the living end or, like, right at the absolute limit of my capabilities, which is quite exciting.
Yeah, it's so hard to ask you to try and find like a kind of like obvious defined boundaries in something which is in the kind of ill-defined nebulous outer space of like the hardest boulders on earth. Like it's really like this is as hard as bouldering has got, so it's quite hard to like, how do you decide where the grade boundaries are?
Yeah. Well, that's kind of was the thing I was trying to say. Like I feel a lot more experienced folk have sat thinking about this before myself. So, I feel like it's also the big part of it is, yeah. Well, I mean, like, I honestly don't know. Like, it's so hard. I've tried Burden of Dreams,
yeah.
And it's so different. Way too different to like really even compare them. Like the style is very different. The rock is drastically different. The angle's different. Like it's kind of like feels like a different sport.
The thing is, the reason why it's just like it's important to consider it is because, unless I'm wrong, I don't think any 9A has been repeated and have that that first repeat confirmed the grade. I think the only ones that were up as 9A and have been repeated have been No Capote only, and
which was downgraded quite quickly, wasn't it?
Yeah, which I think has been downgraded twice now.
Yeah, Nico. Oh, yeah, for both of them, Nico Pelisson downgraded them both, didn't he?
And he downgraded the other one as well, didn't he?
Yeah.
Sudden
Sudan Soul? Yeah.
And that's that. I think that's been repeated at least a couple of times.
Yeah.
I still think it's a bit of a... It might be up in the air, isn't it? Because I think the other guy who repeated it said that he thought it might be 9A. So I think it's...
I can't remember. His comment on it was... I think he held his hand up in the air. The other guy, Camille, he held his hand up in the air and was like, I can't really comment on this, I thought, but I'm not sure. Yeah, I know. The reason I know this is because, yeah, I don't think people entirely know, but Sir Lattice put up a post when we first got here. Will was filming some recaps, and in the post they put up that Alphane is one of four 9As.
Four.
Being Soudain Sol being one of them. They named them and the first Ascensionist.
Right.
And then they got a bunch of comments and they were like, oh, actually, this has been downgraded by this guy. And so they're like, oh, sorry. And then took it out of that list and then said there was only three. So I don't know what the...
It's tough, isn't it? Because, if you get three people climb it and one guy downgrades it, then does that mean it's downgraded or...
Yeah,
two against one. But anyway, but as it stands, also, that would make Alphane the first repeated 9A.
Cool.
That is cool.
no, but it was very cool. I actually think what was coolest about this experience is like it didn't feel like it sounds anticlimactic, but I don't feel like that. I feel like very positive about it. Is like how usually with climbing, like the emphasis is so heavily on the go we do it. Like when we send something, that's like the most important thing. And all of those, like all the rest of it is almost just like forgotten. And it's that one moment, which is like massively celebrated. And I've never like fully thrown myself into projecting something like this, and I didn't even intend to back in spring when I first started trying it. I just like tried it and had a really good time on it. It's like a really cool boulder to work on because it's quite skin friendly. Like it's really steep, it's like really powerful, really body tensiony. It's kind of got a bit of everything in terms of style, and your fingers and your body gives out before your skin does, which is actually really rare on hard climbs. Like not many hard climbs are like that. So it's really cool. Like it's like an intense training session, but on very like intricate, weird moves that are also really physical and powerful. And so it's like a really fun boulder to try. And so I kind of got sucked into this boulder through just like enjoyment of having the sessions on it. Like just trying it was really fun. Relatively reliable conditions. Like you can pretty much always climb there. If it's raining, it stays dry. If it's hot, it's cooler because it never gets the sun. Which is probably why I could do it today, despite it being kind of summer heat out. If you were to go on the top of the hill in Coronico, like I doubt anyone was climbing that hard, because it's been like still and bright sun all day. For the last little spell, actually a little bit frightening, but we're not talking about that right now. So it was cool. I kind of got into working this boulder because I just like every session was like really fun and I learned a lot and I had really positive memories of like every time I tried it. And so it seems like a shame for an experience like that to like all condense into one go, because I know that I enjoyed all of the experience. And actually it's been quite cool because doing this climb is obviously great. I'm really happy I've done it. Like I was really committed to doing it, but like it doesn't feel like all of that like experience has been condensed into this day of doing it. Like I feel like I've had I've walked away similar to how I would any of a good session I've had on it. So it doesn't feel like, oh, this has been like a stand above day on Alphane, like above all of the sessions. Like it has felt like another session on Alphane and I did it today, which is cool. And I'm obviously glad of that. I don't know if I'm making much sense, but it doesn't feel like it's like everything problem, which is really nice. Like, so I'm obviously happy I've done it, but like, I'm most happy that I've enjoyed every experience I've had on this boulder. That's really positive.
Yeah, that is really positive. How does it feel in comparison to how you felt topping out of Isles of Wonder Sit, the last really hard thing you did?
Less intense. Like, Isles was probably more intense, actually. Why? I don't really know entirely. I think maybe there's a bit more uncertainty about that one, just in terms of like initially going and trying it. This one, because I got quite close, I kind of knew that I was going to, like, I knew that I could do it. And so it was a case of like, wow, I've just got to like kind of execute on this. And like, kind of like, there was not that like excitement of the unknown. When I went to first try hours this season, like, there was still a move I hadn't done, basically. And it was like an obvious crux move. So then doing that move, it was like exciting. And I think there's also a thing of like the first ascent of something to me has always felt a bit more like, I don't know. It's always felt a bit more exciting. Like there's a bit of unknown in it. Like not unknown. Like I knew I could do it after I'd like done the moves and like gotten close, but like, I don't know. There's still something about
no one's done it before. So
yeah, there's a very human draw to that kind of thing, isn't it?
Yeah.
Nobody's climbed that mountain. Yeah, go on then. I'll do it.
Nobody's climbed that boulder from a seated position.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I mean, then best not delve into how arbitrary all the things we do in life are.
Well, true.
No doubt existential crisis will come.
Well, that was the thing, because you did say when we spoke about Isles that you've got that kind of like massive pump of like endorphins and adrenaline, and then you've got a bit of a
come down.
Adrenaline. Yeah, come down, I suppose.
A crash. Yeah, I did. I don't feel like I'm going to have that here.
Okay.
Partly there, I was like, I was well into like projecting, trying really hard at that point. And I was on probably one of the best climbs around as well. And so I finished that and I was like, what next?
Yeah.
Like, this is the best climb I've seen in the UK. Okay, yeah. Controversial statement. Don't entirely mean that. But it's one of the best climbs in the UK. Like, and I couldn't name like a project that hard and that good to go and try. And so for me, that was like, well, like, wow, that's like really cool, but like, what next kind of thing? Whereas this, I mean, just like, you don't have to look very far to be like half the, probably less. 20% of the amazing climbs around here have been done as like endless rock and like endless projects, which like are just sitting about. So I don't think I'm going to be sitting here twiddling my thumbs.
Well, what do you think you're going to get on next? Do you have any idea?
So if we, because I think Will had a really good session on Alpha Aim today as well. He made some really good links and like it looks like it's looking really promising for him. So I think we'll be going back there quite a lot. And it's quite hot everywhere else. So ideally I'd like to go up to Gotthard, where it is quite a lot colder. It's a way higher altitude and not that far. I'm staying in Biasca, so it's not far from there. It's way closer to like the Kiwanako side. So going up to Gotthard isn't that far. And it's really high altitude, so quite cool up there. So there's loads of stuff I'd want. There's a amazing like prow called Stairway to Heaven, which looks like one of the best boulders about, which I'm keen for. And there's a bunch of stuff up there, which I'm really keen for. But I think we'll be going back to the Alpha, that cave, quite a lot. And there's a project which starts, does the same like first boulder of Alphane. And instead of going left along the roof crack, goes right up the face. There's like a face of like slot edges, which aren't
where above Alphane Moon then, because Alphane Moon's that side, isn't it?
No, it like, so people can't see, basically. I should know that by now. Alphane Moon goes from the very right of the face and kind of goes up, but ever so slightly tracks left.
And that's 8A for people at home.
Yeah, top out.
isn't it?
Yeah. 8A, if you start in an arbitrary point on the roof and end in an arbitrary point of the roof.
Yes.
8B plus, if you go from the bottom of Bella Luna and then top out.
Right.
Which Matty did back in spring. Matty Hong. Right. And then Althain kind of like starts way further left on the face and then goes out left through this like roof crack system. And basically you can do the first boulder of Althain, like the first section, and then like track straight up to join like the top of Althain Moon, which is a cool line. Like,
yeah.
That roof, or like kind of a roof thing, is like an impressive feature. It's flipping massive. It means all the problems are quite long. Not that that's a bad thing, but usually I draw myself to the shorter ones. But this project is actually really cool. It's quite like, it's so different in style, and I think it'll be flipping really hard. But it, to me, I think it looks hard. I've tried some of the moves and it's looking really hard. But Sean Rabatou, who is first adventurous of Althain, is arriving in a couple of days, and he's psyched for that as well. So I think I'll be going back.
Nice.
Supporting Will a bit. And then, it would be nice to try that. Giuliano, who's local around here, Cameroni. We can actually see his house from our window.
Local.
Yeah, we're real close. He's keen to work on it as well. So I'm actually going to go back tomorrow, I think, with him. So straight back out there.
Nice. Well, I mean, you didn't do that much today, I suppose, in the end.
Yeah, no.
True. Just go. So you're probably feeling pretty fresh.
Yeah. True. Yeah.
What about that big, huge huck project that you were trying in spring with?
Yeah. So, okay. Yeah. When it's colder, it's basically too hot for loads of things I want to try. Air Jordan, the big huck project.
Right.
Yeah. Down in the river near Schattenthal. Probably, okay, yeah, I tried to not plot too many things initially because I didn't want to get excited about other stuff if I was just invested in this one thing.
Yeah.
It's quite hard to project something and then have a load of side projects. Like,
yes.
I feel like that specificity is pretty key in this scenario. Anyway, Air Jordan is a project I got kind of close to in spring. Flipping amazing. I think probably one of the coolest faces. I know it's a little bit uncomfortable to climb just because they're like very small holds or like a little uncomfortable holds. And you like send it to like a relatively good edge, but it's really hard to engage on. It's basically a jump project. Yeah. Pretty hard, but really cool. And a little bit sketchy landing. So a little bit exciting. So that's high in the list. There's one. I think I might show you. Did you ever look at that Midnight project next to Midnight Lightning of Tegina?
No, I didn't actually know there was a project there.
Oh,
on the same boulder.
Yeah, I'm surprised I didn't point it out to you. To the left of that, there's like a really crimpy, they're kind of like bubbles. So the rock is like kind of slick and smooth, and it makes these like rounded pockets, which are really narrow, so you can't actually get your fingers in, and you have like crimp the edges of them. And there's like, I think there's just enough holds on it to do it, but it'll be flipping really hard. Like that's like a bit concept, but I'd like to have a session on it because I would like to know how concept it is, because I think it would be cool to do, but it's like pretty next level. So I'd like to try that, but I think it needs to be colder for that.
How much more time have you got out there?
3 weeks.
Oh, you got ages. Yeah,
what time?
You got ages.
Poison the Well is probably pretty high up there, but again,
that would be really cool to see you on that, because that hasn't seen many repeats either.
Yeah, Giuliano and Jimmy, yeah. Mm. But again, needs to be a bit colder. It'll get colder. We're getting quite late in the year. I've got lots to do.
All right, anyway. Megan, well, we'll keep up with you with how you're doing when we chat to other guests.
Yeah.
But massive congratulations. Well, I'm afraid to say you've disappointed at least one person, because I said to Dole that I'm going to have a quick chat with you because you've done your project. And she said, oh, wow, the 9C one.
Oh, Damn.
So I'm afraid to say you're at least 4 grades weaker than Dolly hoped.
I think, I kind of think maybe we'll see 90 one day. I think it's cool in like whether, regardless of, like, I think this is hard. And like, it's definitely harder than other 80 pluses that I've tried. I haven't tried many, but like the ones I've sampled around, like here, I had like a session on, it was pretty warm, but I had a session on Poison Noel in spring. And it basically boiled down to like a couple of moves. And I think that's like maybe pretty like established as 80 plus, or like, I think, I know it's been done by 2 people, but I know a lot of people have tried it anyway. And this definitely felt harder than that. But again, such a different style. It's hard to compare.
Different, isn't it? It's impossible.
So different. But I was thinking this today, like, one thing, it feels like it's very inspiring how like that Alphane has been tried by lots of people, and like lots of like really good boulders, like kind of like most of the top boulders have tried it, and so like it's obviously quite hard, but like it's cool that I feel like Sean looked the same. And I feel like, yeah, when I spoke to him as well, he was saying the same. When he did it, it was like, kind of like, oh, maybe it's not that hard. Like, it doesn't feel that hard when you're doing the sections. And it's kind of crazy that something that is, it's obviously really hard, like, can feel pretty effortless when you do it. Like, if you can find a climb which, like, one suits you really well. I don't know if this exactly suits Sean that well. I think it suits him pretty well. But it wouldn't be like the epitome of his specialized style, I'd say. I feel like if you were to find a climb which suited you perfectly and you learn the moves to like the extent in which you had to learn these moves for them to feel easy, and you like learn them so well and yet they continued to feel flipping desperate, and then you had to link like 9 of those absolute desperate moves together, and the go you do it, it feels like the living end, even though you do everything perfectly. Like, that's theoretically possible. Like, the actual attempt I have didn't feel like I did anything massively special today. It just felt like I didn't make mistakes. But if it was like I had to dig the deepest on every move, like, even though I'd learned it perfectly and I executed it perfectly, like, that's not like for future generations of climbing. Like, there's obviously people like who can do that now. And then, so it's quite cool. Like, even with the level we are currently climbing, we're so far from how hard we can climb, just like as a group of climbers anyway. So that was quite, yeah.
Yeah.
Quite,
you reckon it'll go a fair bit further.
Yeah. Yeah. So whether we'll see 9C or not, who knows, but I think we've got a fair bit further to go.
I think there's a slightly funny thing about the psychology of like, if you are working a boulder or route and you do it late on in the session, it somehow hits harder than if you do it at the start. Because if you do it late on, you always get that, like, it seems to take a bit more energy. You think like, oh, it's not going to go today. And then you suddenly pull out of nowhere. Sometimes it hits harder than if you just turn up and you do it first go. And that those are the goes that can feel a bit anticlimactic.
Yeah, as in like, yeah, the thing is, I kind of know this boulder well enough to know that. Yeah. Like, yeah. No, it's funny. I always get out of climbs, like, even when I know I can do, I think I spoke to this about how, even when I know I can do something, there's still like a surprise or a bit of disbelief. Like,
yeah,
even when it happens, there's like a difference between that. So yeah. First go, it didn't feel like an anticlimax. It wasn't okay. Like the.
It felt good.
yeah. It was a good feeling. It's kind of like, yeah, shame I don't try it again. It was fun. I enjoyed all my times trying it. I mean, there's a load of other nice things to try. So onwards, yeah. I guess. It's no bad, no complaints.
yeah. Now you've got more time to check out more of Ticino's beautiful blocks.
Indeed. Yeah.
Mega. Well, all the best of luck with those.
Sweet. Perfect.
See you on the next one.
Yeah. Speak to you very soon.